It's Wednesday, June 23rd, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. Nevada's COVID-19 metrics are slowly ticking back up. Nearly 4% of all COVID-19 tests performed in Nevada are coming back positive. Last week, that number was closer to 3.4%. The state's vaccination rate has also declined, with roughly 1,000 fewer people getting vaccinated daily compared to the previous week. More than 43% of Nevadans 12 and older are fully vaccinated. A record number of Nevadans have enrolled in a program that helps households pay for internet access. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck has more.
Nevada has the highest rate of enrollment in the Emergency Broadband Benefit Program, with more than 41,000 households enrolled. The temporary federal program aims to provide discounts for internet service and devices like a laptop or tablet for families that are struggling to afford internet service during the pandemic. Governor Steve Sisolak recently touted the program's success on Twitter, saying he was proud of the work it took to connect families to the services they need. Households can qualify if they meet or fall below the federal poverty level, or if they already receive support through programs such as SNAP, Medicaid, free and reduced price school lunches, or if they've experienced substantial loss of income during the pandemic. For KUNR News, I'm Lucia Starbuck.
Some rural Nevada residents are celebrating moves by two county commissions. That's as they join a constitutional sheriff's group that argues local law enforcement has the final say over how to interpret laws. The Elko Daily Free Press reports that crowds gathered last Sunday in Elko City Park. That's where the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association presented county commissioners with a plaque to honor their membership. The group believes county sheriffs have a duty to interpret and uphold the Constitution that supersedes other elected officials up to the president. The group is against federal gun laws and COVID restrictions and sees sheriffs as a final defense against government overreach. A large number of illegal trails being built on lands managed by Washoe County and the Humboldt-Toyabe National Forest Carson Ranger District are causing disruptions to wildlife. The trails can lead to soil erosion and impact water quality, destroy wildlife habitats and plants, and they cause safety concerns. Restorations can cost thousands of dollars and years to complete. Washoe County and the Forest Service stress that there are specific processes for adding new trails, and anyone found guilty for causing damage by being on or building an undesignated trail could face a $5,000 fine and or 6 months in jail. Two new bills were introduced in Congress yesterday to address orphan gas wells that dot land across the country. The Mountain West News Bureau's Robin Vincent says they may have a better chance than previous bills.
Colorado Senator Michael Bennett sponsored two similar bills last year. The goal is to clean up thousands of abandoned oil and gas wells that threaten the health of people and the environment, and to ensure oil and gas companies are paying their share. This time, his bills have high-level support. President Biden is proposing billions to plug orphan gas wells and clean up abandoned mines in the American Jobs Plan. Aaron Weiss is with the Center for Western Priorities. He says the bills would be a milestone achievement.
In terms of moving America forward, fixing an oil and gas leasing system that has not been significantly changed in 100 years.
Similar legislation is making its way through Congress, but Weiss says Bennett's bills are the most comprehensive. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Robin Vincent.
The LGBTQ plus community in Winnemucca will hold its first ever Pride event next month on July 16th and 17th. The Nevada Independent reports the event will feature a parade and festival with vendors from across northern Nevada. The proceeds from the privately organized event will go to Humboldt Connection, a local suicide prevention organization. Those are your morning news headlines for Wednesday, June 23rd. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.